Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel messy. Each week, I share real advice and simple strategies to help you untangle your thoughts, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. Oh, you know when you feel really, really stuck and you don't really know what to do? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about today. Feeling stuck, you know, it's not always kind of a dramatic thing. Sometimes it's just like, meh, blah, tired, can't be bothered. You know, sometimes it looks like that, right? But what it is by definition is not making progress, not moving forward, second guessing everything and, you know, panic buying 101 different courses on Instagram because you've seen an ad that's going to solve everything and solve all your problems, right? And it doesn't really matter how many courses you buy or freebies you download or coaches who promise they're going to solve everything for you. None of it's kind of clicking with you. Yeah, that's what feeling stuck is. It's just this meh. I don't know. I can't be bothered. Who knows what's going on, right? So what I want to talk to you about today is kind of what's going on under the surface, right? And what is really keeping you stuck? Because I don't know if you know what's keeping you stuck. You just feel stuck and it's just really shitty. So, and I want to help you to start shifting things, you know, even when you don't know where to begin. Really important that I say, you're not lazy though, you know, feeling stuck is very different to being lazy. I'm really lazy and I don't mind admitting it. I'm all for the easy life. I'm all for the simplest way to do things, the most profitable, quickest, most effective, solution-driven, that's the end of it. So happy to be lazy, but I'm not stuck because I know where I'm going. I've got a plan. I've got my goal. I just quietly plod along towards that goal. That's it, really. And that might sound like a real lack of ambition and drive, but I would say I had more drive when I was younger. That's for sure. I have less energy now, but that's not a bad thing and it doesn't make me a bad person. And so I just want you to know that if that resonates, then fine, you're in good company, right? You know, though, kind of feeling stuck, right? That sticky, like maddening feeling of being stuck. You know, you've got the ideas. Maybe you haven't got the ideas, but you certainly know what you're doing. You certainly know you're good at what you do, yeah? But something's not clicking or sitting right with you. And it might be that it's become harder over time to get clients. Yeah, that happens, right? You can have a hugely successful business and then it gradually becomes kind of less successful. It might be that you always loved what you did and now you just love it a bit less. Might be that. And that's all, both of those things are true and perfectly okay because those things happen. Or it might be that you've absolutely lost all your confidence. You know, you start stuff and then you stop and you're stuck. And then we all know what happens next. Then comes the overthinking. The overthinking and the double questioning everything and the overwhelm and the what am I even doing? What's the point of me? Right? All that kind of really super healthy kind of inner talk that can happen to all of us. So what's really going on when you can't seem to move forward, right? How can you sort of gently shift this this pattern, this kind of rut that you're stuck in without burning yourself out? And last week's episode was about burnout. So go back and listen to that if you haven't already, because it's quite an important episode in how to manage and mitigate the impact of burnout, ways that you can be kinder to yourself and organize your business differently. So do listen to that one. But if you're tired of like spinning all these bloody plates and second guessing everything, then I am extremely glad that you're here today. So my mission is to try and get you a little bit unstuck. You know, this is a one-way conversation. I realise that. So I can't hear what you're saying in order to give you personalised advice. But if you would like personalised advice, then do please message me, email me, send me a DM on social media. I'm at Libby Langley. And even though I'm not as active on social media as I was, I will always read and respond to my messages, unless you're just pitching me some shit, in which case I'll delete it. But yeah, get in touch and kind of, you know, tell me what you're feeling stuck about. And if you want to talk to me, then obviously we can get on a call. And if you want to work with me, you can come join my Confidence to Grow coaching space, which is all about unsticking the sticky, sticky, stocky, sticky things in life. Right. Why do we stay stuck? Because we all get stuck. We all hit a brick wall sometimes and we all hit problems and, you know, don't necessarily know how to get out of situations that we're in, but we do. So when's the kind of like real stuck, deep groove stuff happening? Well, I'll tell you for nothing that it is not because you don't have an effective strategy. It's not because you're not using the latest tools. All that of that is just surface fluff or, you know, efficiency perhaps, but it don't make any difference, right? None of that really, really helps with how you feel inside. Those things come after you've worked out what's going on in your head and in your heart. And I honestly think that one of the real reasons that we stay stuck, or that you're sick to death of just not bloody going anywhere and you felt like this since January, is because you've changed. Right? You know, what was making you happy? What was working for you? What was bringing success? It just kind of doesn't anymore. And that's really, really difficult. It's a difficult and bitter pill to swallow because it makes us go, oh my God, it's me again causing all these problems. But actually, what is the point in having a business if you're not doing exactly what you want, right? What's the point? So you get to change and shape your business into what you want as often as you want. I do not suggest that you change and completely pivot and, you know, everything in your business all that often, right? Because it's very hard for people to know what you actually do if you keep changing it every 5 minutes. So that's a little, you know, just kind of caveat there. But if it's not working and it's feeling like hard work and you just feel really stuck and you can't be bothered and it's all just a bit meh, but you've started second guessing everything because of all these things that you feel, and you've started overthinking everything because of all these things you feel, and because you feel stuck because of all these things you feel, you get to change it, right? You get to change it and you get to tweak it. And it might be something as simple as you've always offered your stuff in person, but you've delivered your service in person, but during COVID you had to go online. And you've stayed online. And actually, you're a bit bored of doing it online. Well, guess what? You can go back to doing it in person. Is that the advice of the efficiency gurus? No, of course it's not. But it's your business. So do what you like. If you want to, you know, hot desk in a premises somewhere, in an office, multi-use office thing. If you want to hire a room somewhere or hire a big bloody great big swanky office somewhere, you get to decide all of that, right? You get to cost it out, but also you get to think, I would just really like to go back to how it was, and I would like to see clients face to face. And you can meet people in pubs, who cares, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what you're whatever suits your business. Maybe not if you're doing like therapy or, you know, something, hypnotherapy or reflexology or whatever. You maybe like need somewhere private for that. But you can choose all of these things. And just because conventional norm says to do things in one way, it doesn't mean that that's the right way for you. And it could be that trying to fit yourself into a mold that doesn't actually fit you is what the problem is. It's not necessarily that the service you're delivering is something that you don't like anymore. It certainly isn't necessarily that you're delivering or offering a service that people won't pay for anymore. That would be highly, highly unlikely, right? I bet you there's still even a market for converting videos to MP4 files or something. You know, I'm sure even though nobody's had a video at home for, I don't even know how many years, 20 years, there'll still be a market, right? So just because things have changed, the world has changed, technology has changed, it doesn't mean that there isn't a market for it. Might be niche, but you know, you'd probably charge more because fewer people do it, less competitive. So there's ways of kind of looking at everything that you're doing and making, you know, just going, do you know what? That's what I want to do and that's how I want to do it. But it could be something as simple as that. And if anyone says to you, really? Then it's not their business. And who cares what they say, right? As long as you have costed it out and you know it's profitable, and as long as it is what is going to make you happy and therefore give your business more longevity and it to be more sustainable, great. You go with that, right? You make the change that suits you. And this is one of the things that I really love, you know, love about working with my clients in my Confidence to Grow program coaching space, is that sometimes the conversations that we have, it's, you know, I'm impressed with my clients sometimes at the ideas that they come up with and the ways of doing things that aren't necessarily even the first way I've thought of, you know, but aren't kind of the norm, right, route that people go down. And I just love it. But it's because I've created a space that where happiness is kind of the core focus. You know, does it make you happy? Great. Let's cost it out and see how it would actually work in reality then. But if it doesn't make you happy, just don't do it. And that's probably one of the sentences I say over and over and over again to my clients is, if it doesn't make you happy, you don't have to, don't do it. What's the point? If you want to be miserable, go get a job where you get your pension paid, pension contribution paid, and you get paid annual leave. It doesn't make any sense that we put this pressure on ourselves. And it's things like that that really, 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 really make us stuck. And also something else that, oh, it's just this like hour creep, right? Work creep that us solo business owners have, okay? We started our business for financial freedom, yes, but also for time freedom, right? I did, and I bet my ass that you did too. So why is there this thing that you have to be at your desk, you have to be working, I say working because, you know, you can fill time, right? From 9 to 5. Why is there that? You can work from 5 p.m. till midnight if that suits you, right? You can work from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. if that suits you. You get to decide all of these things. So often a feeling of stuckness can come from, I've done everything that I want to do and it's only 2:30. What else is there for me to do? Right. Let me scroll social media for a bit. Oh, they're saying I need to do that. They're saying, oh, that's how they get a guaranteed 10 grand a month. I'm going to download what they've got and whoa, the spiral starts, right? But what about instead, if it got to 2:30 and you'd done all the things that you wanted to do that day, and sure, you could create one more bit of content or something, but really you've kind of, you know, you've done it. What about if you down tools and went and did something else instead? How about that being a thing? Radical, right? But isn't that the point? Isn't that why you started this in the first place? So if you've done the things that you wanted to do and needed to do, right? Element of that too, sure. Go do something else. You know, why don't you go out and do something less boring instead? Ah, if you are of a certain age, you will know exactly what that is a reference to. And if you're a young whippersnapper, you won't get it. But anyway, that was something that kept us going through the 80s in the summer holidays when our parents, we were going, I'm bored. And so we would watch Why Don't You and no longer be bored. It was just a godsend for every parent in the 80s. So, but you can go and do something else. And when you go and do something else, right, the thing that you really want to do, watching the telly, going for a walk, going swimming, climbing a mountain, going shopping, I don't know, whatever makes you happy, right? Seeing friends or family. The more of that you do, the less stuck you will feel because you get in the balance better. And also you're not spending all your time staring at a bloody blank screen, trying to be creative. You won't be. Yet if you're driving somewhere, you're like, huh, maybe you'll have the brilliant idea, right? And then you can pull over and write it down. Or you can use Siri to text yourself the idea. That works too. Or text someone else and just say, just send this back to me later. But there are things that you can do, right? And that it's much better for your mental health and it is much better for getting yourself unstuck. And I know that there will be elements of guilt in there because I'm not where I want to be. I'm not doing what I want to do. How can I just stop and go and do something else? It will help. It doesn't make any sense and I don't know the science behind it, but it always helps. It always does help to just do something that in life, not in business. And I mean, that's quite a hard thing for me because I love business. I love talking about business. I love talking to other people about their businesses. So it's quite hard for me to get out of business mode. You know, I watch programs about business. I listen to podcasts about business. I like to go and feed goats, you know, that kind of thing. Something really different, or go for a walk out in the Peak District where we live, because I can't. I'm not away from the technology, I suppose, and I'm just kind of, my thoughts just go in a different direction. So for me, that's really, really helpful to do something like that. And it does unlock some of the stuckness. Oh, I get stuck too. You know, I do really get stuck. My one, I suppose, most is, yeah, this is really easy. I've got this, you know, I know when I'm delivering to my clients and that's that. You know, a couple of calls a week and a WhatsApp group. Well, that's easy. That's really simple. My VA does the behind the scenes stuff. My fantastic podcast people do the stuff for this. Yeah. So bit of marketing, away we go. And that's not enough, surely, but it is enough because I've worked so hard over so many years, so strategically and so focusedly to get to this point. So it's okay, right? Am I a millionaire? No. But also, I don't really want to have a £1 million empire. I don't want that. I don't want the infrastructure that goes with that. So, you know, more clients is always great. 10% increase in income would be great. You know, I mean, all these things, there needs to be continual movement forward. But actually, am I happy? Yes. Am I bringing in enough? Yes. Is my life nice? Yes. Huh. So that's good then. And that's, it really kind of helps doing that that evaluation of where you are and have you reached your goal? And maybe you're actually a lot closer to it than you think. It doesn't need to be big, audacious goal if you don't want it to be. And I used to have that. I did, you know, I was far more driven. I don't know if that's the right word. I certainly worked harder than I do now. but now I don't want to. You know, my priorities have changed over the years. I don't want to. I'm much more efficient and effective. And obviously I know an absolute ton more stuff than I used to. So I know all the shortcuts and I kind of know what works and what doesn't. And I'm more about cutting stuff out. So I have less in my head because there is too much in my head the whole time. Honestly, I'm surprised that like thoughts and everything's not like tumbling out of my eyes and ears and nose all the time because of everything that goes on in my head. And I know that I need to manage that by doing less or I will burn out and just go completely bananas, right? So that might be the same for you. That might be why there's a feeling of stuckness there because you're just trying to put too much pressure on yourself that doesn't suit you. So that's cool too, right? Maybe also you are waiting for a kind of lightning bolt or the right time. Oh, it's not the right time. Isn't it? Why? It's today. And surely, why? What's the expression? Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? Why is today not the right time? Better today than never. And tomorrow never comes. And all of these cliches at once. So, you know, if you're waiting for the right time, it's never going to come. Just do something. And if you're waiting for the lightning bolt, you know, the kind of lightning bolt of clarity, probably unlikely to come. I mean, these things do happen at 3 a.m., right? When you're lying there awake, they do. But it's not always like that. It's, right, what one thing can I do today that's going to be helpful? That is what I'm going to do today. I have done that one thing. I'm going to go for a walk. Done. I've done what I can today. I've done what my mental capacity will allow me to do today. Brilliant. Tomorrow, what's the one thing that I can do? And before you know it, you know, after a week, you've done seven things or five, if you know, Monday to Friday. You know, you've done a few things. And in a month, you've done like 30 things, 25, 30 things. That's a lot of things. So in a month's time, you'll be a million miles ahead of where you are now. And that's the way to look at it, right? Being stuck is not a continual state. It is not something you can't get out of. It takes one small thing to start the movement. And the movement is not pushing, right? The movement is absolutely not pushing a boulder uphill. The movement is about rolling, because rolling can go faster, can go slower, but it doesn't, it has its own momentum. Yeah. And that's what this one small step does. It's one small step, one small step, one small step. Oh, it's like a train, isn't it? One small step, one small step, one small step. Yeah. But a train just rolls. Yeah. A train just rolls along the tracks. It's not, you know, you're not pushing the train. I mean, I realize it's got an engine, but, you know, it's rolling. It's rolling, rolling, rolling. And that's a way to think of it, yeah? So don't think of your stuckness as a permanent state. Think of it as something that one small step will shift your momentum and shift your mental state, your thinking, your clarity, your confidence, without causing burnout, right? Turning everything around by the weekend is really hard and is unrealistic. And anyone who tells you that you can probably is a liar. So don't listen to them. Listen to this. Listen to this instead from the school of, yeah, been there, done that. Always going through it. Who knows what's going to happen? And also reach out for support. You know, join a space, group of people, Facebook group even. Be some networking. Be somewhere that you know that you're not alone. Even if you don't share all your worries and fears in these spaces, just being somebody will say something that you're like, oh yeah, okay, they get it actually, and that will just make you feel better. Or work with somebody who's there to support you. You know, somebody like me, my Confidence to Grow coaching space is a space where I listen, you can share everything, and you can get the support that you need, whether that's practical, emotional, strategic tools, a shoulder to cry on, you know, whatever it is that you need, right? That's always available. And if you want information on that, then just go to libbylangley.com, just go to my website and you'll find the Work With Me tab, or send me a message and it's something that we can talk about. But there is support out there in lots and lots of different guises that can help you. And honestly, one of the most powerful things is just kind of sharing how you feel. Yeah? Just going and talking to someone on a supermarket checkout and they say, how are you? And you're like, I'm all right. And you'll realize that you're all right because you've been out and you've talked to another human and you realize that the sun's shining and life perhaps isn't as bad. You're not as stuck as you thought you are. Little things like that do make a really big difference. I'm not saying go to like the checkout and start telling them everything that's terrible that's going on in your head. I'm not saying that. But, you know, just this kind of human connection can make a difference. But certainly get the kind of professional support. Could be therapy, could be business coaching, whatever you need in order to move forward for this. And remember the train. One more thing, one little thing, one small thing, one small thing, one small thing, one small thing that can make a difference. And that's going to move you forward out of your stuck state far more quickly than you realize at this particular moment in time. Okay, super. Well done. Hopefully you are already feeling a little bit less stuck. So get in touch with me, libbylangley.com or any of the socials, and send me a message. And tell me what's going on for you or what now isn't going on for you. Because hopefully, yeah, you're all sorted and you're amazing. All right, I'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.